Hello and welcome to Voices from the Frontline from the Christian Medical Fellowship, where we hear about the COVID-19 crisis and how healthcare workers are engaged on the front line. And today we're in Indonesia and I'm delighted to be joined by Dr. Alva from Indonesia. Welcome, Alva.
Thank you, John. Great pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you with us. Now, Indonesia is a huge country, isn't it? The last time I looked, there's over 270 million people. The fourth largest country by population in the world. Can you give us a feel as to what's going on at the moment with the coronavirus crisis in your country, Alva?
Let me quickly look at the statistics from the official website. So per today, we have 1,677 confirmed cases with additional about 100 cases on a daily basis. And we have 1,417 people in hospital, being hospitalized, with 157 death case, which is pretty staggering comparing to the number of confirmed case. That's the last statistics.
What's the response being by the government to this year? So in the UK, we're in lockdown. I was in Jakarta just 3 weeks or so ago, and they weren't in lockdown yet. What's happened recently?
So basically, some measures has been in place. The government has taken some measures since the beginning of the epidemic. For example, like closing down schools, and also asking people to work from home, including the civil servants, which has been started since 3 weeks ago. And last days, some areas has been exercising their regional quarantine, so-called. But in general, we haven't really in a lockdown situation nationally. So the government is still considering whether weighing about the benefit and drawbacks, especially considering the local context. It is very difficult, especially for many the daily laborers in Indonesia who are really dependent on their daily wages. So maybe the government is still measuring whether they can cater for the needs, to supply the needs for the daily laborers.
Mm. Thank you for that. Now, Alva, you've basically got a background in public health and in TB control. You're currently a program manager and overseeing a task force across the whole of Indonesia. And you're very linked in, I understand, with IFES. The IFES is the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students, and the UCCF in the UK is part of that. And then equally, you're very involved in CMDFI, which is the Christian Medical and Dental Fellowship of Indonesia, which is the equivalent to our CMF. So could you give us an idea of your role in those organizations and what you're involved in at this time and responding? You've told me a bit about this already, and I'm really excited just to hear again for those who are listening in now.
We just started at the national level, so we expect to replicate the effort into the regional level to cover more IFES regional network. So basically what we do, we help to fill the gap of the needs from what is provided by the government, basically to a response to COVID-19. So basically what the task force does, we have four main roles, which comprising surveillance, case management, logistic management, and fundraising. And each team manage different tasks. The surveillance, we basically try to do contact tracing for all cases identified within the network of IFES, like the student, the staff, and their family members. And then we manage the contacts by providing them education, how to do self-isolation, and also we provide them with adequate personal protective equipments to keep them safe at home. And also we telemonitor them day by day to make sure that nobody get worsened. And then the case management, it mainly helps people who need hospitalization to be admitted in any available hospital. And also for those suspect who hasn't got a chance to be tested, we try to help them. that's the main role of the case management. The logistics, we basically facing difficulties in providing PPE. So these people who are actively searching for suppliers, yeah, and of course the fundraising, we need funds for all these activities that they are mobilizing resources among the alumni network of IFES.
Fantastic. So you're overseeing this amongst, as you say, the staff, the students, and the idea is to go from this national response and replicate this model on a regional level. And of course, in a vast country with numerous campuses and ministry, this is a huge undertaking by you as CMDFI. So it's great to hear about. Alva, tell me, as a Christian, you know, you're a minority, very much so, in Indonesia as Christians. What's your perspective on this as you seek to serve and work in this current climate?
Yeah, well, what makes it different being a Christian in Muslim predominant countries, especially in this kind of situation, we see that we are working together basically, regardless religions. But what makes it different? We as Christians has always be reminded about to have an eschatological view that we are a pilgrim in our pilgrimage, and we have assurance in Jesus, and our Lord is coming basically. So that I think helped me personally to keep be reminded that this is not the end, and Jesus is in control. Our Lord is in control. So I think that's an important thing to see the people that we serve, you know, like even though COVID is statistically is not has a very high fatality rate, but just to keep that in mind that all the people that we serve they need the gospel, they need Christ, and to how to be creative on how to calm people calm people down with the message of the gospel. I think that's what drive me as Christians to put more work on.
That's great to hear. And how can we be praying for you as a task force in your response that you just outlined for us, but also for you as a nation at this time?
So for the task force, please pray for all the members as they are juggling between their works, professions as doctors and nurses and full-time ministers working for the task force, and also for our health, especially the frontline medical professionals and for the families, because we need to, you know, like manage time for our families as well, and for the country. Please pray for many medical professionals who are now in facing scarcity of having proper PPE, personal protective equipment, especially those doctors, Christian doctors serving in the remote part of Indonesia, which is even more scarce for them, to even more difficult for them to get PPE, and for our government, especially for the strategic decisions, while they considering what would be the best measures to take on to contain the pandemic. Yeah, and please pray for families. This is very important as well for me personally. Families who are mourning upon the passing of their loved one, because in Indonesia, as you know, the local context, like people will funeral is play a big role, but nowadays family members even cannot attend the funerals because they will be sent straight away for funeral from the hospitals for every COVID-19 patients within 4 hours. So I cannot imagine how grieved the families are regarding this situation.
Yeah, thanks, Alva. That's a really good reminder of how we can be praying, and also a reminder of just how we're part of this wider body of other CMFs, if you like, around the world. And CMDFI Indonesia would turn 40 years old last year when CMF UK turned 70, and it's a really well-established work. And Alva and others are doing a tremendous job in leading and seeing opportunities to step into the breach. And this is a great example of them doing that. So Alva, thanks so much for being with us. Our prayers are with you.
Thank you. Thanks, John.
Pleasure. And on our first Incision podcast, season 2, episode 1, we heard from Hedwin, who's very much involved in the work in Indonesia. And you can hear more on that podcast about the work in that part of the world. This is Voices from the Frontline. We are interviewing healthcare professionals on the frontline around the world. Reminder to join us in prayer at 7 o'clock every day on our social media feeds, where we're praying around the COVID-19 crisis. We look forward to seeing you next time. Bye for now.